This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Are you ready for the show? Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucka Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co. Estate Agents. We want your views, we want your comments, so join us live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What are you like, Phil? What are you like? Hopefully you can hear me. Let me check, see if you can hear me first. Yes, you can hear me. Yes. Right, Jamie. Right, Phil, you sort yourself out. How are we all doing? Phil was having some technical problems here. So when he gets back, I will go. But how are we all doing? Simon, yes, you can hear me. Carlos, welcome. I can hear you, Edie. Okay, Phil will be sorting out in a minute. Good evening, Bond, Matthew Bond. Good evening. I can't rip me. Can't lip read. Well, hopefully everyone's okay. Obviously, it's a match review show for tonight for Phil when he does get back into here. Can't hear a word. No sound. Can't hear you. Brilliant. Good start. How is everyone doing? I hope you're well. I am well, mate. I am well. Hi, boys. Is he here? Can we hear him?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Get in! Woo! What a boomer idiot. Reedy, thanks so much for stepping in, mate. Are you going to stick around for a minute or two? Then?
I can do for a bit if you want me to.
I spent the first minute saying, it's just me. I want to talk with you. We're going to have all this chat. A big build-up. It was really good. Let's just get on with the show. Reedy, what do you make of Tete?
I thought he really impressed. Obviously, beforehand, I wasn't too optimistic with him. I think even you said he wasn't anything special from what you've seen of him before, but he comes onto the pitch and you see his skills and you see what he can do. And he's already, for me, done as much as what Barnes has done in a lot of games. So you've got to just take it with a good move.
Yeah, Simon says in there, what about that rocket, Tete? Get your views in, get your comments in. We do want to talk about Tete because we've been saying for quite a long time that we needed somebody on the wing since Mahrez. Like Andy says here, Reedy, Tete's, he has been a bit of a breath of fresh air, just as Andy has said, isn't he?
Yeah, well, we've not had that right winger for about, 3 or 4 years. Obviously, we've tried to replace Mahrez in Gazelle and Under and all that, and they've just not worked. And now we've actually got that right winger who's left-footed, who's a skiller. He's already shown that he can score and he's on his debut, so hopefully there's a lot more to come from him.
Really, is that a real word? He's a skiller.
He is a skiller.
A skiller?
Yeah, he's a
Nelson Gray says it, his first touch and composure is awesome, which is a skiller in Reedy's words. Keith says, you weren't talking out your backside by mistake. Keith, I'm always talking out my backside, just like you, mate, Keith. You and me, we can both do it. So don't give it, Keith. I know you can take it. Christiansen is a breath of fresh air. We'll come on to him in a little bit. Dara says here, need a central defensive midfielder against Spurs on Saturday, or Spuds, as he obviously calls them. Really, that is an interesting one. And don't forget, listen, we are here for the next 25 minutes now. I've turned the sound on. We'll talk about whatever people want to put on the screen. That was the aim of tonight's show. So Dara wants to talk a CDM. We obviously didn't have, we've got Ndidi, we've got Mendy, we've got Sumari, I think might well be back for Saturday. Do you think you'd go for a CDM against Spurs?
It's a difficult one because when I look at the team against Villa, I was really happy with how not defensive it was. It was very optimistic and a bit more progressive, whereas I did feel like KDH was very lacking in that field because he doesn't feel like he's got protection behind him. So when he plays forward, he knows there's no one behind him to cover him. So obviously Tielemans is not going to be there. So I get that. But then if you're playing Maddison more centrally now you've got a winger, it takes out a position in midfield, which now you do drop KDH or Tielemans to put a defensive midfielder in there. So it's out of them two, who do you drop? At the moment, I would probably drop Jules Buell.
Interesting one. It's a tricky one. Ben says here, it's only been one game yet. It looks like we've improved a little. Well, Ben, I think it looked like we improved quite a lot on Saturday, if I'm honest, without getting too carried away. But he says now we'll find out at the weekend against Spurs. I thought we've improved. I mean, Ben says the words there, we've improved a little, really. I thought we'd improved a reasonable amount on Saturday. There was that's the most excited I've been about a Leicester performance in a little while.
Again, because you've got the likes of Christiansen, who doesn't want to go backwards, he wants to go forwards, that's a good start. Whereas someone like Lou Thomas, he would always have gone backwards instead of forwards. Then you've got someone like Suter, who can always win the ball and push it forward, instead of someone like Amati having to bring it down and then start passing it around the back. You've got players who want to push it forward instead of just having it at the back and just being cautious with it. And then again, you've got Tete, who we can push the ball down to the wing, whereas before we barely had a winger to put a ball to.
It's going to be interesting. Weedy, listen, I'm going to let you go just for a minute. I want to say massive thanks to Reedy for stepping in. I think I did put you on screen and you got your Paddington Bear Jimmy Jams on, haven't you? Apologies about that. Thanks, Reedy. Listen, stick around. We'll bring you back in a bit if that's all right. I just want to try and get as many comments
as possible.
Thanks. What a legend for stepping in there when I had no audio. But the what I wanted to do today was have a bit of a one-on-one with you guys and get as many comments on screen. So let's get as many as we can going. Carlos says his mate was at Villa Park and said he could be the new Mahrez. Talking about Tete. When we had Under, I never thought he could be a Mahrez replacement. When we had Lookman, I never thought he could be a Mahrez type replacement. Tete, even in one game, Carlos, I think actually does look like he's got some of those skills. I think to find two Mahrezes in a lifetime would be pretty special. Nice to have a right winger back, says Craig. I know. We've all been saying it, Craig, for months, for years. Since Mahrez, we need a winger. Mirko, hope you're well. Mirko, when are you back next over to the King Power? Watching all the way in Holland. It'd be great to see you next time. Jamie, don't forget, from the Fox's Arms, is back this weekend. So you can come and say hello to him down at the King Power. Matty says, three new signings. Look fresh and completely different. Long may it last. Hope you're well, Matty, as well. See you at the next game. Nick says, Tete made a promising start. Let's see if he can do it against Spurs. That will be interesting. Was it? Because sometimes it'd be interesting. Can you think of any players, especially Leicester players, who you've seen them have like a real Bobby Dazzler debut and then it's gone downhill from there? I'm just thinking there has been some players where you think, wow, they were like the next best thing. And then it sort of died after that. Anyway, he says, let's see what he's like against Spurs. Was impressed with Christensen and thought Soutar did well. I thought Soutar did all right, to be fair. Just unlucky with that home goal. Kane is bound to score against us. He always does. Mick Hewitt, Harry Kane, obviously did play for Leicester for that little period. Didn't look very good for us. What, Harry Kane, everybody sings his praises, but he has won nothing. You know, I don't want to do him down. He's not a Leicester player, but he has won nothing at Spurs. He's won nothing with England. You know, he scored all them goals and won nothing. If he wants to win something, Spurs are going to win nothing this season if he really does want to do it. Jamie from the Foxes says, Phil going to do the samba tonight. Do you know what? I'm not even sure I can do a samba. Jamie, what is it? A bit of that. No, I can't do that. Can we talk about Vardy's future role at the club? Yes, you can, Andy. What should it be? Let me know. Tete looks class, says Paul. LCFC Grey says, ball winner is essential. Talk about Saturday against Spurs. Talking about a central defensive midfielder. Would you put Ndidi in there? Would you put Mendy in there? Or Sumari? Mirko says, I'll be there this Saturday. Mirko, let's meet up. Let's have a pint. We'll be down outside the ground. Jamie's back. Me, you, whoever. Let's come and have a pint. Jamie's buying them, apparently. Scott, hope you're well, says, got promise. Unlucky with the own goal. This is Suter. Him and Wout compare great. He's a big lad, isn't he? Suter, I actually think he's going to do all right. Nick Ball saying, no more square pegs in round holes. Yes, agreed. On Saturday, it was much, much better, wasn't it? Player Madison, who would know it? He's a central attacking midfielder with flair. Why not play him in that position? Suddenly, it all starts to make sense, doesn't it? It shows you that maybe Brendan, you have to give him some slack and say, well, he wasn't allowed to buy any players. You know, what's he expect if the machine's not right? If something's broken and he's not allowed to fix it, he'd just be there going, well, I did tell you so, boss, gaffer, you know. Get your views in, get your comments in. We've got another 20 minutes just under. I want to get as many on screen as possible. Jason Mills, good evening. Hope you're well. Get your views in. LCFC Josh says, forget about Tete, all about Christensen. I agree. DK, what's that? What? You've confused me with that, Josh. Come on, tell me what you're talking about. Spurs will be tougher, says Gray. Absolutely will be. Patrick Hook says Junior Lewis. Talking about who had a great first debut and then went downhill after that. Junior Lewis, I don't even know if Junior Lewis had a good debut, to be fair, Patrick. I can't remember that. Harry Kane is overrated. A lot of goals, Dave, but 1-0 on his winners. Let's put it out there. I know we're all incredibly biased. Who's had the better career, Jamie Vardy or Harry Kane? Who's had the better career? I would probably say Jamie Vardy. Got a Premier League winner's medal, an FA Cup winner's medal. I think he'll look back in years to come and go, I won that. And Harry Kane will say, I was the top goal scorer at Spurs for all time. And you go, great, good. But what did you win? Kane will retire trophyless, Carlos. I didn't aim tonight, by the way, to land Harry Kane, but there we go. Jimmy Greaves was better than Kane. Love a bit of Jimmy Greaves for the older fans. Andy says he switches left and right. He's absolute dynamite. Tete. You have to come on and sing that, Andy. Do you want to click on there and give us a bit of a sing-song? Dorco says, how can you call Tete and Barnes wingers when they can't play on the wing? They have to cut inside. They're not wingers. Dorco, listen, this is a modern-day winger. We're in 2023, mate. This is how they play. Get used to it. If you want old school, that's Michael Brighton or Steve Guppy down the wing and cross it in. There's no point having somebody get all the way to the byline, cutting a big ball. We don't have anybody to head it in. Jason says, Kane is a loser. Oh, this is real, like, slap into Harry Kane night. Welcome to anti-Harry Kane fan TV. He goes on, we've got the record consecutive goal scorer and he has three trophies to show for it. Kane's won the Audi Cup. That was one of the pre-season ones, says Patrick. Judge them after the Spurs game. Karen is saying, talking about, I think, Tete Christensen in there. Now, listen, is a comment and a half. Ben, just going to read this. Hang on, give us a second. The way I see it, we should be winning Villa or drawing against them. Listen, Villa doing better than us, Ben. Let's call it. They're higher than us against the so-called top six. And that's one of them this weekend. I don't know if I'm right about this. But last time we got a loan in January was Tielemans. And we brought in the season after, so you never know. Tete might be the new signing for next summer. I think I'm right in saying, and again, don't quote me on this. I'm just like you. I'm a fan. I just read stuff. Find it out, little tidbits here and there. I believe we've got Tete on a buy option. I do believe we do have him on a buy option, but I might be wrong on that. But that is what I think it is. LCFC Josh says, Suter felt a bit chunky in my opinion. Played brilliant, though. It's a big lad. Big lad. That's what you need at the back. Big, solid. Scott Simpson says, Vardy got a right deal. He comes on and then all the creative players come up. I think it'd have been great that first 60 minutes. He's talking about the game against Villa. Jonathan saying Spurs are more physical than Villa. I was a bit surprised at Villa. I was expecting a bit more. I thought they'd sorted themselves out better than that, but not very good at times. They certainly let us into it a bit. Carlos says, Kin and Dewsbury Hall didn't have a good game, did he? Was so happy all day Sunday because of the sun out there. Vardy all day long, says Dave. Diabate with the best debut ever. Well, Diabate was definitely, yeah, again, Diabate showed little flickers that he could be all right, but generally not. Christensen is already got a great relationship with the fans. It just, for a young lad, he looks like he's got a lot more experience. I mean, I think he's slightly younger than Luke Thomas, but he didn't he, Gray, look like already quite an experienced player. Again, when we bought him, I thought maybe too young, but interesting. Rhythm is a dancer. Tete is the answer. He can score from everywhere, says Gray. Andy, another big one. Andy, I'll read them out. You send in your views. This is your show to get your views in. Avardi, not used as an out-and-out scorer anymore. He will start or come on to steady the game. A bag of gold here and there. The man deserves nothing but respect from us for everything he's done. We know he is still an absolute nuisance and now might get those couple of golf goals now we have tightened up behind him. It's only going to help when there's a bit more coming down, isn't there? Nick says, Dark Dorco, wingers who hug the touchline, pull players out of the middle, creating more space even without the ball. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Just, Michael Brighton, he's done that for years. But I think the Mahrez-type winger, that could cut down the side, could cut in, have a bit of skill. I think that's what Brendan Rodgers has been looking for. Maybe he's just found him in Tete there. Andy says, will Brendan start Nacho on Saturday? Again, Andy, how long have we all been saying, play Nacho, give him a chance? Bless, we love Jamie Vardy, but he's just not scoring many goals this season. I think you know my views on Daka. I don't think he's good enough. I keep saying it. You can watch the videos. I've said Daka's not good enough for over a year now. I'm only being proved right by the lack of goals. But Nacho scores goals. Why would you not play him? Brendan, will you play him on Saturday? Andy Young, would you play him on Saturday? Neil says here, I'm just happy that we actually won a game after the World Cup. I agree, Neil. Saturday night, how nice to actually think, we've won a game. And that should give us a bit of confidence. I know, Neil, I'm such a fickle fan. Like, I know most of, we all are. Come off it. We beat Villa. Who now is, be honest, put in the comments, I think we'll beat Spurs on Saturday. I really do. I just one win and suddenly it all, the sun is shining. It's getting lighter at night. The shirt bits. We're going to beat Spurs. Trust me. Kel Best start on Saturday. Says the councillor. Good evening, sir. Hope you're well in there. Yeah, I agree. You should start. Carlos says, I love how Vardy holds the perfect line. He's rarely offside. The councillor goes on to say, let's get three wins on the bounce with this revitalised confidence. Ooh, but come on, you're testing it now. We've just played Villa. We've got Spurs. Next up after that is Man U and then Arsenal. Is that the right way round? Have we got that the right way round? I think I have. Andy says, after months of not being able to go in to Monday with a smile on work, he's talking about, I could face today. I know what you mean, mate. It is nice. Nacho is the man going forward. Still only 26. If you forget, he's so young, Mark, don't you? He is so young. Natural goal scorer. He does score plenty of goals. But you know the thing I like, Mark, about Nacho is, I don't know if you agree, what I like about Nacho is that he can hold the ball up and he can thread a ball through. He can lay off a ball. It's not all about just feed it to him. And he can score. For me, he's actually a more all-round striker, probably, than Daka, for sure, and even Jamie Vardy, maybe. He's probably got a better all-round game. LCFC Grey says, Daka won't score 10 goals any season, doesn't cut the mustard. I have to agree with you. I've said to Reedy in the office, I've said, if he doesn't get 10 this season, and he's had plenty of chances, then it's not good enough. Keith says, to the tune of There's No Limit, Tete... Keith, I'm not going to sing it. Tete... Yeah, I'm definitely not doing that one. Andy says 2-1 down in the 95th minute and we'll win 3-2. Talk about Saturday. Andy, that would be nice, wouldn't it, to get that? We'll get some score predictions in just before the end. I'm going to ask Reedy if he wants to come back in for a little chat in a minute. He's giving me the thumbs up, so I'll get Reedy back in a minute. But start thinking about your score predictions. Don't forget, later this week, we have got Tom live on Wednesday night with a lady from Tottenham Hotspur. So I think her name's Holly. I forget. Reedy will tell us when he comes on in a minute. He's giving me another thumbs up. It is Holly from some Tottenham Hotspur fanzine. He'll be live on Wednesday. So join Tom then and make sure you give him your views on the game. As we build up to that, the councillor says, Nacho's been treated so badly considering his goals and assist record. Why, councillor? Why? I would have to agree with you. Ben Cross says, I think it'd be a 2-2 draw. Kane's bound to score. You're quite right. Kane will score, Ben. Kick the ball out of the stadium and find the other ball they lost in the World Cup in there. With two pacey wingers either side, Nacho will score for fun, says Mark. Maybe this will help Barnes. Maybe this will help Barnes because he's been a bit off colour. But got to remember with Harvey Barnes, before the World Cup, he was on fire. I think he scored 5 goals in the 5 games coming up to the World Cup. So give him a chance a little bit in there. 3-2 to the Foxes, says Gray. Nacho is unpredictable, says Ant. Even he doesn't know what he's going to do next. Let's drive Mark Rogers mad. I know what you mean, that Ant. I do watch him sometimes and I think, did he mean to do that? Does he know what he's doing? I think he does, you know. I think it is part of the plan, but you can watch him sometimes and think, did he mean that? Andy says it's Holly Willoughby. I don't know what you're on about there, mate. I'm going for 2-1 Leicester, says Neil. Mark says 2-1 to Leicester on Saturday. 1 down before we come flying back. Well, we've shown now we can come back from a goal down in there. Paul says, I'm that confident Kane won't score. I've taken him out of my fantasy team. Listen, Paul, he will score. He always does against Leicester and a lot of times at King Power. I don't know the stats, but he does score against us. And I'm sure he will on Saturday. And Spurs win, Man United draw, Arsenal lose. That's my predictions. That's a good one, Andy. Out the next 3 games, how many points? 4 points out of those 3? I'd be pretty happy with that, I've got to be fair. Mirko is saying 2-1 with Tete and Nacho. Barnes, 2 assists on Saturday, said Patrick. Still just time to get your score predictions in. We've got another 5 minutes left. I'm going to get Reedy back in and we'll start to just build up a little bit. Reedy, Spurs game on Saturday. It is nice to be here tonight, feeling a little bit bubbly about the Spurs game, isn't it?
Yes and no. After the result against Man City, they got
Yes, was it yesterday? Yeah, it's a bit more. It's a bit of a tougher game, but again, I've always said that Spurs are a really on and off team. They can lose to a lot of big teams, and they can win against big teams as well. So it's always doable. Again, you've just got to watch Kane. If you stop him, I think you've got every chance of him winning the game.
Well, and Andy's just put on it. Andy, I'm going to trust that you've got those stats right. I don't know if that is right. Scored 18 goals against Leicester. There was a graphic earlier, wasn't there? Mm-hmm. Is that about right?
I think it was 22, from what I can remember.
It's in our group chat, isn't it? I'm gonna look while you just fill in and see where it is. Yeah,
I think it's 22.
Listen, he is going to score on Saturday. He always does, isn't he?
Oh, he always scores against us. It's always going to happen. I'm actually going to have a look to make sure it's there. Because I definitely want to see.
Chris says here, let's hope Man City are deducted 20 points. We'll have a good chance of finishing above them. Listen, Chris is talking about the financial fair play, isn't he, Reedy? Which we were chatting yes. about in the office earlier. My argument, Chris, about this is if they get fined, what sort of fine would be suitable for this? Because if they've been breaking these rules for multiple years, they've won so many trophies off the back of effectively cheating, haven't they, really?
Yeah, we were talking about it in the office and we're saying that you said that just a point deduction is just not enough.
No.
Because they've been cheating the league pretty much for about 14 years. They've won titles, they've won six titles in the last 14 years, and now you just think half of them or even all of them should be ripped off them because half of them shouldn't even be allowed. And then maybe even a league banishment from the Premier League, I guess. I don't know.
I just don't think if you deduct points, then other teams will look at this and go, okay, well, if we mess around with the FFP for the next 5 years, and then if we get caught, we get 10, 20 points took off, people would go, well, yeah, that was worth it because we've just screwed the system, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the only reasonable thing for me is to actually just take him out of the Premier League and put him in back in either the lower league or even put him back into the National League and try and make the way back up, because they've done wrong. They've done it wrong twice now. They got punished the last time and got they could appeal it, but this time they can't appeal. So whatever the decision is, they've got to stick with it.
I mean, like Dave said here, we're all still genuinely scratching our heads going, how have Chelsea spent £600 million in the last 6 months and stuck within FFP? I just don't understand the rules, but I don't understand how we can have spent a net £10 million on players in the last 3 years and be in trouble with FFP potentially. It just goes beyond sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, like you say, there's no reason why Man City can do all this, and obviously now they've been caught. So I fully well, no doubt, see in about 3 or 4 years there'll be another claim saying that Chelsea's somehow spent too much in this year's window, and then obviously the amount they're going to spend in the next few years as well.
Scott's got, I believe I'll take Scott.
Is 18, says, is 18.
18 Premier League goals, it. 4 assists in 15 games versus Leicester, 20 goals and 5 assists in all 19. In all,
the thing you need to look at is how many has Vardy got against them.
Well, go on then.
I don't know, but that's the case because he likes scoring against
big teams. Come on, Reedy.
I'm going to have a look. Vardy.
Reedy is doing our stato literally in there. Patrick says it. Yeah, we were talking about this, Patrick, earlier. Imagine Haaland playing at Rotherham. Who did we say? We didn't say Rotherham, did we? But we said imagine Haaland playing at some. He wouldn't be there. They'd have to let some players go, Patrick. But, you know, they'll get let off. You know they will. And while Reedy's looking for that, we've got literally a minute left, just over a minute. Thanks for watching. And don't forget, join Tom on Wednesday night against. Well, he's not against. He's chatting with a Spurs fan, Holly, from a Spurs fanzine. Building up for that, that's 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. Reedy and Sam will be doing a match preview on Thursday. Score predictions then, Reedy, first for Saturday. I know you're trying to multitask.
I think there's always a possibility we can win. I think we can win it. And I think it's probably the easiest one out of the next three we've got. So I probably will say 2-1 or maybe even a 3-1. But I could easily see it being a draw because Kane can easily score, Son can easily score. But then now we're playing with Iheanacho and Tete up top, we could probably score 4 or 5 if we're lucky.
So confident then.
Hopefully.
Indeed.
I can't find
that stat. Listen, Reedy, I want to say thanks a lot to Reedy for stepping in earlier when I was having technical issues. Don't know what's going wrong there. But thanks a lot for joining us, Reedy, and we'll see you later in the week.
No worries, see you in a bit.
Cheers, pal. What a star, even though he was in his dressing gown when we started the show. Put some clothes on, mate. Nobody wants to see that. We'll be able to go back on YouTube and get that glimpse of you.
No, I'm going to edit it in the background.
In your Paddington Bear pyjamas. See you later.
See you in a bit.
Reed is off. Thanks for everybody for all your views or your comments. It's been great. I've tried to get as many on screen as possible tonight and react to as many as we can. We'll do the same again next Monday after hopefully a big win against Spurs. I really fancy it. And I think a lot of you do. Now, it's finally got a little bit of Brazilian magic. Finally got a little bit of defence at the back. Probably importantly that we didn't really talk about was Maddison being in his right position. By far our best player. Nice to have him in there at the best time. So listen, thanks for all your views. Thanks for all your comments. I couldn't do it without you. If you're not watching this live, if you watch it on playback, come and join us live every Monday, 7:30 till 8. We're live Wednesday with the Fans Away show. We'll be live on Thursday with the match preview. Jamie will be live with... Oh, thank you. Jamie's really just put it on there. Vardy scored 8 goals in 15 games against Spurs. Thank you, Reedy, for that. We'll be live at the Foxes Aftermath show on Sunday. Don't forget Jamie. The legend that is Jamie from the Foxes Arms in Alcudia is down at the game. So's Mirko. So's I. So's Reedy. So's Tom. Come and say hello if you see us. I'll see you down there. Come on, Leicester.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucca Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels at Leicester Fan TV. Visit our website, leicesterfantv.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.